Parshat Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutet, 31st Perek, the 19th Pasuk. V'ata kitfu lechem et hashira hazot. Write this song, which we'll discuss in a moment. V'lameda et b'nei Yisrael. And second, teach it to the Jewish people. Sima b'pihem. Place it into their mouths, lamanti eli hashira hazot le'ed, so that this shira, this song, should be a testimony b'vnei Yisrael, for the Jewish people. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh points out that there are three mitzvot here. The first mitzvah is lichtov, to write. Shenit, the second, is lamda et b'nei Yisrael, explaining sheyidu kavanat divrei hashira. They should understand the message, the motive of this shira. Shlishit, the third thing, is lesima b'fneihem leida kriyata, to know how to read it. They should know the text well. And all three of these are part of this mitzvah taseh, this commandment. From this pasuk, I think we, to relate to us in our day and age, there are at least two messages that we can have. And I'd like to touch upon them briefly. One is the message of rewriting history. And the second one is the concept of being a rabbi's son. So let's base a Rambam on Hilchot Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Afal pi sheinichu lo avotav, even though his fathers left him a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtov mishelo, you, the son, have to write your own. And I guess the grandson would have the same thing. Shenemar ve'ata kitvu lachem. And as Rambam is learning, this is not just a mitzvah, like it seems in the Orach Chaim, that's placed upon Moshe and Aaron together, perhaps. It's a mitzvah for all of generations, and that's the way Sefer HaChinuch has, and that's the way the Pesach is in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, a requirement that each and every person has to write their own Sefer Torah. And Rav Hirsch points out that the reason for this is that every individual Jew must have a correct Sefer Torah written in his hands, maybe perhaps even his own handwriting, but he has a correct version of a Sefer Torah. No changes, no re-editing, no embellishing. They tell a story, it was a very popular story going back 50, 60, 70 years ago. You know, one of the big publishing company in America was the Hebrew Publishing Company. So when they were publishing a Bible, a Chumash, they wrote in the cover inside in Yiddish, Ibe gedruckt und verbessert. We re-edited, we rewrote the Chumash, and we improved upon it, as if there's a possibility to improve. And we have this machla today, this sickness, that when you speak about Gdolim, you speak about Jewish history, especially in the last a few generations, you think of every Gdol, every Manig, as if they were born, you know, Kodesh Mibetan Imo. From the time that they were in their mother's stomach, they were holy. They came out of their mother's stomach, after birth, not crying, not asking for milk or for whatever it might be. They were crying, they want a big Gemara to sit and learn, a Rambam, to steig away. Notice that they were Gedolim from the time they were born. And those Jews who had contact with these Gedolim, the few that still remain today, will tell you that's by far not necessarily so. Most of the Gedolim were very human, with all of their frailties. and they became gedolim. Because especially when they were children, when they were young, they were normal people, normal youngsters. But we feel it's imperative upon us to edit, to rewrite, because we're improving upon it. Gedolim are malochim, totally different than all human beings. Kam Sershon says, no, know the truth. The truth is imperative, never to lie. In the Beit HaLevi, what's called Mishulchano Shel Beit HaLevi, in this week's Parsha, they go into long description historically about the Tsarist Russia's decision basically to limit and to close, ended up closing Volozhin. And the story is related in great detail. It's chaval that I have the time to say it over because it's a long story, but one should read it. How they wanted to get rid of secular subjects, that in order to be a Rebbe or a Rosh Hashiva, you had to have a diploma from the government that you educated, and basically have a schedule that there should not be more than 3 hours a day of Torah learning. And based upon that, the Volozhin Yeshiva decided to close down. Now, whether the history is being repeated exactly the way it happened, I'm not sure, I'm not a historian. But it's important to know the facts. Because we, today, are the remnants of Volozhin. The Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas of the previous generation were all Volozhina. We have to not rewrite history, know the truth. The Yalkut Lekach Tov brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is the basis for the Rambam's Halacha. Omar Rava, it's in Daf Chafala from a bed, Afal pi sheinichlo avutav sefer Torah, your father left you as Yerusha sefer Torah, mitzlich tov mishalosh nema vatkitvu lehem et hashira zot. And he quotes Rav Naiman, who was very close, at like a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and a lot of stories about the Chofetz Chaim we know from him, that he says a very important point, this unbelievable insight. If I am a professional, I have a profession, and I'm making good money, or I have a business, I'm doing well, and I'm happy with it, it's comfortable, I feel good about myself. So I will encourage my sons or my sons-in-law, they should go into the business. I'm a doctor, it's a good profession, I like it, it's covered, I'm helping people, I'm making a fine living. I want my children to go into that field also. I'd be very happy if they follow. Many Rabbonim, especially so in America, would tell their children, I'm not sure if you should become a rabbi. My father once said to me, Hananya, I'm not telling you to be a rabbi, yes or no. You have to think it over, make your own decision. I felt very proud of my father and I thought he was successful. I didn't know about all of his difficulties with his balabatim. I saw everything going well. So I wanted to become a Rav. Says Rav Neumann that that's what pshat here is. That the father wants his son, not only I'm giving you my Sefer Torah, I want you to write your own Sefer Torah. The Rav says to his son, I want you to become a Rav also. Because I'm happy what I'm doing with all his frustrations, but all the Mesiris Nefesh. But the compliment is that I succeed and I want you to succeed. So we have here really two important messages. One is Kitvu Lechem Et Hashir Hazot, that everything should be not rewriting history. Everything should be accurate and correct from generation to generation to generation. Not just the hand-me-down, we might say there might have been some sort of errors and changes. And second, that the father gives this over to his son. I love Torah, I'm involved in Torah, I appreciate Torah, I say Torah and be mashpi on people is of utmost importance. My dear son, I would be thrilled if you would want to continue and follow in my footsteps. Kitvu alechem et hashira zot.